The badger smiled warmly at him.
"That's just what I say," he replied. "Down here, you're safe and dry and warm. With a house above ground, you've got to worry about fire and wind and rain, holes in the roof and broken windows. No, above ground is fine in its way, but one's home should be underground."
The mole agreed with everything that the badger said. His own little home was underground, so it was natural for him to feel comfortable there. He and the badger became very friendly, and after lunch, the badger took him all round his home, down tunnel after tunnel, through room after room. The mole was interested in everything, and thought it was all wonderful. When they got back to the kitchen, the rat was walking up and down, very restless. Unlike the mole, he didn't really feel comfortable underground. He wanted to be back in his own home, where the windows looked out over the river, and where he could hear the wind whispering through the trees. "Come along, mole," he said. "We must get off while it's daylight. We don't want to spend another night lost in the wildwood."
"It's all right," said the otter. "I'm coming with you, and I know all the paths." "You mustn't worry, Ratty," added the badger calmly. "My tunnels go further than you think, and I've several back doors at the edge of the wood, although I keep them secret from most people."
So the journey home was really very easy. When they came out of the badger's secret back door, they found a path across the field, and soon they could see the river in front of them. The mole looked back at the wildwood for a moment, thinking of the terror that he had felt there. Then he hurried on after the others, happy to be back in the open field, and looking forward to the bright firelight of home.